Again, we want to thank you very much for coming out tonight. We're happy to see each one here tonight. And we trust that it'll be a night that you will remember. A night that you will come and receive this gift that we've been hearing about. Tonight I'm going to speak about choices. And you have a choice to make tonight. Will you receive this free gift of God, or will you not? Have you already received the gift of God? And for those of us that have, we can always look back, usually always look back to that time in our life when we saw our need and received the Lord Jesus as our Savior. What a choice, what a night, what a day. But I want to ask you tonight, what about you? Have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Do you know your sins forgiven? Are you sure that you're going to be in heaven? You don't want to miss it. You want to be in heaven. And we've heard already tonight that God wants you in heaven. And that is why He is offering this free gift, eternal life, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to look at one or two that made choices. Acts chapter 24. We're going to read about Felix. And Felix was a governor. Acts chapter 24 and verse 24. Now after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned, that is Paul, as Paul reasoned with him, of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Here we had a man that actually, instead of him being invited to a gospel meeting, he invited a preacher to come and see him. And he heard the message that Paul had for him. And he made a choice. And it said that Felix trembled. And he answered, "Go thy way this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." What he was really saying, and he looked at Paul, and he was talking to Paul, but really, Paul represented God. And so you be very careful what you say in your heart tonight. That man, he looked at Paul, but really, he was really saying to God, "God, you go away for the present. And when I get a better opportunity, I'll send for you. I'll have you come back." You know, sometimes that we think that we are in control of things in our life, but we're not. We are not. And we can be thankful for that, because the most important thing in one's life is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And because that is so important, God will make sure that you hear the message often. Perhaps tonight you were invited to come along to the gospel meeting. And you made a choice. And you're here. And perhaps there's others that were invited, and they made a choice, and they're not here. And there is others that have made a choice that they'll never darken the door of a gospel hall again or of a church. They made a choice. But that doesn't mean that God won't continue to work in your life and in the life of those that said no to God. Go away for the present. When I get a better opportunity, I will send for you. This was his golden opportunity, and he blew it. And God doesn't want you to make a mistake tonight like this man made. He made a bad choice. In a moment of time, I don't know what went through his head as Paul was speaking to him. But he probably sat there, I can almost imagine seeing him sitting there looking at Paul and listening as Paul gave him a message. And when he was done, he says, you go your way. But really what he was telling is, he was telling God, God, go away. I don't want you. When I want you, I will call for you. You tonight, you will choose. You will make a choice. We make many choices in our life. Sometimes we are influenced by others. Sometimes we have to be careful about the friends that we have. They influence us to make bad choices. But however, you may be influenced to make a bad choice or a good choice, but you will make the choice. And you will answer for your choice. You know, you can't always decide what the consequences will be of your choice. That is, what is the outcome? Now just stop and think about this. Have you and I ever made a choice and was so very sorry because of the outcome? Yeah. You know, things have changed since I was just a little fella. I made a few bad choices with my mother, and I felt the good of it or the bad of it. But mother made sure that we understood that we made a bad choice. Just to say no to mom was a bad choice. You know why? Because mom knows what is best for us. And if mom knows what is best for us, that's why mom and dad has you to the meeting tonight. How much more does God know the best for us? Yes, there are times when we have made a choice and we were fearful of the outcome. Sometimes we don't know the outcome till later. And the consequences, we say, oh, sometimes I heard people say, well, it could have been worse. But with the gospel, with the message, for by grace are you saved through faith, a choice that you can make. With the gospel, there's one choice that you need to make. And there's only one consequence to the choice. If you say, no, I don't want it, the consequence, the outcome, is hell and the lake of fire for all eternity. However, if you say, yes, I want to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I want the free gift of God. It is sins forgiven. Heaven as your home. To know and have peace with God. And to know that all is well. You know, for those of us that made the choice, you know what we look for? We look for the Lord to come again. We want to be with Him for all eternity. And He is coming. He has promised that He is coming again. The Bible tells us that there will be the voice of the archangel from the clouds. And there will be the trumpet. And we will hear the call. And all that made the right choice, all that received the Lord Jesus as their Savior, will be caught up. Nobody knows the day nor the hour that He's going to come, but we are looking for it. It could be tonight, before this meeting is over, that we will hear the shout and we will be taken up to meet the Lord in the air. But let me tell you, you don't want to be left behind. It's an awful thing to be left behind. And God knows it. And perhaps He's knocking on your heart door tonight. I was looking at that little hymn, 85. There it says, I've a soul to be saved. May this truth be engraved on my mind and my heart while I'm young. Oh, how awful the cost if my soul should be lost, and in hell if I die as I am. Now the Lord at my door in His grace doth implore. That word implore just means He's begging. He's pleading with you. Isn't that amazing? The one that perhaps you've walked away from. The one that has knocked on your door often. And you've said no. He is there tonight. And He's pleading with you tonight to come. He loves you. Now the Lord at my door in His grace doth implore, that I open and let Him come in. Ere He calls hence away all the children of day, all those that are saved, and forever I'm left as I am. Left as I am, all hope gone forever, ever, if I'm left as I am. And we trust this to be your heart tonight. From my heart, I implore, I beg, that He leave not my door till I open and let Him come in. I may trust Him today, have my sins put away, and be saved if I come as I am. We trust you will make the right choices. You need to weigh up your choices. You need to think about it. There are many choices in life. Think about the friends that you have and you choose. There are friends that can be good for us, and there are friends that can take us far away from God. There are friends that just laugh at you. If you were to tell them that you were at a gospel meeting tonight, if you were to tell them that they need to be saved and God loves them, they would just laugh at you. You be careful about the friends that you choose for life. You be careful, you young teenagers, you be careful about the movies that you watch. They can take you down the wrong road. You be careful about the music that you listen to. They can be in your head tonight as you're trying to listen to the gospel and some of the words of songs that are terrible. You be careful about the choices you make in life. When it comes to salvation, there's only two choices. You accept or you reject. And again, only two consequences, and you already know what they're going to be. You already know. And isn't it amazing? People know that if they reject this free gift of God, they'll be in hell for all eternity. And yet, they choose it. You know, the message has not changed. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, Moses, the leader of the people of Israel, he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy family may live. Choose life. Make the right choice tonight. Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. You know, there's two out there that we can serve. The God of heaven or the God of this world. We can serve God who loves us, or we can serve Satan who is going to hell, and he wants everyone that he can take with him to be there. Proverbs chapter 23 and 22 and verse 3, it says this, a wise man or a wise person sees evil coming and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Again, it says, a wise man sees the evil. He sees the judgment that is coming. And he hides himself. And there's only one hiding place from sin. And that is Jesus Christ. The only hiding place. But the simple, the thoughtless, they pass on and they are punished. And Moses would remind us again, oh, that you were wise, that you understood this, that you would consider your latter end, that you would consider your eternity and where you will spend eternity. As Felix listened to the preaching of Paul, it said that Felix trembled. He thought about the message that Paul has spoken from. You know, I think of Paul. He was a preacher of God. And he was put into jail because of his preaching. And there he was in jail. And Felix called for Paul to hear about his faith in Christ. And I can just imagine, you can know for sure that as the prisoner guard came down and said, Paul, Felix wants you to come up and tell him about what you believe about this Jesus, about this God. I can just imagine that Paul, as he was walking up those stairs out of the jail, out of his cell, that he would be praying, "Oh Lord, what do I tell this man? What do I bring before him?" And the Spirit of God would have given Paul a message to tell this man Felix. And Paul came before him. Now remember, Paul was in jail. And jail is not like jail today. It was a dungeon. Not a place you want to be. And Paul came before the man that could say to him, "You can go. You're free." And Paul could have come up before him and said, he could have begged, "Please, can I be free from jail?" But you know he didn't. Paul made a choice. God had called him to come up before this man, Felix. Felix did not know Jesus Christ as his Savior. And Paul's first priority is a man's soul, not his freedom. No. Paul was happy to stay in jail if this man could hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And really, if Felix that night would have made the right choice, he would have had freedom. Freedom from the burden of sin and from the power of sin. Freedom to live for Jesus Christ. And so it says that Paul, as he stood before him, he spoke to him of righteousness, temperance, and judgment. He spoke to him of righteousness, that is, moral issue, purity in one's life. He spoke to him of temperance, and that is self-control, control of your passions. And why was that so important? Because Felix, with his wife Drusilla, he stole her from her first husband. He was a very corrupt man, very wicked man. And Paul brought before him the truth of the coming judgment against sin. You know, brethren, sometimes we can go through a series of gospel meetings and sometimes hardly sin or hell is ever mentioned. What's wrong with us? Paul stood before this man that could have just had his head taken off. But he brought before him the truth of the gospel, that God loved him, and that he needed to understand that his life was wrong with God. And if you're here tonight, and you're not saved, don't play games with God. You need to be saved. God loves you. And we heard, how? You know, you can't pay for salvation. It's a free gift. And you choose tonight. Will I receive it? Or will I reject it? How was the message? This man, Felix, trembled, understanding the truth of the message. The gift of God is eternal life. But to refuse it is eternal death. Forever and ever and ever in the lake of fire. He trembled, but he procrastinated. He put it off. It seemed that he really did not think about his choice. Go thy way. Now, tonight, you may not be that foolish to say to God, "Go away, leave me alone." But you get up and walk out of this meeting, you're either going to accept him or reject him. You'll either receive it or not. You would think that Felix was not wise. He wasn't. But make a wise choice tonight. Be careful what you say to God. He is listening. And God took him at his word. He made a bad choice. He said, "Look, when I have a better opportunity." That was his opportunity. We never read that he ever had another opportunity. And perhaps tonight, this is your opportunity. Your day to choose. To choose what is right. What will your choice be? I want to tell you about one other choice. It was probably 3 years ago that we were in Victoria Drive Assembly in Vancouver. And there was this First Nation lady there, and because of our work with the First Nation people, I was very interested in her. So I soon sat down beside her and introduced myself and started talking to her. And she told me that her name was Rita. And she also told me that the First Nation people, they give their children a second name. You have to excuse me, but they'll give them an Indian name, a First Nation name. And her name was, it was a very, very wonderful name that they gave her. Her name was White Coyote. And she was very proud of that name, and well, she could be. So I asked her about how come she was there and a little bit about her life. And she said, well, when she was a kid, she came to Sunday school for a number of years. And then she grew up and quit coming and had children. And her children got old enough that she started to bring them out to Sunday school again, to the Victoria Drive Sunday school. And she said, so I asked her, I said, well, are you saved? She said, yes, I'm saved. I said, well, how did you get saved? She said, well, one night the kids came home from Sunday school and they had their Sunday school paper, and the verse for that week was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, receiveth, make the choice, whosoever by faith receiveth him should not perish but have everlasting life. And she was reading that verse over and thinking about it. But she said the kids were running all around the house, and they were singing a song that they had sung at Sunday school that night. And it was this: there's a story ever new, it is wonderful and true, and the best thing you can do is believe it. And as she was reading that verse, all of a sudden it struck, believe it. The best thing I can do is believe it. And she said, I believed it that night. God does not make it complicated. What about you tonight? She made a choice that day. Yeah. Oh, believe it. And we trust you'll believe it tonight. Shall we pray? Father, we are thankful again for the gospel of thy grace. We are thankful, Father.